Now, again, we're combining a bunch of different things. In a vacuum, let's just say there isn't, let's just say Cliff had to leave because he got a head coaching gig, right? And a couple of the guys went with him. And David Blatt was still left over. Tevita Pritchard is gone, and Brian Johnson's gone, and a couple other dudes have moved on, right? Because you had a good season. This could have happened anyhow. And we're talking about kind of keeping the train on the tracks. I think people would be more excited. There's a sense, and I remember this with when the Wizards went internal to hire Tommy Shepard, there was a, it really is more the same. There is a degree of that with this. And I think the point that you've made very well is, here's the distinction. He wasn't raised in the Cliff environment. He was also part of the Detroit Lions, great environment, and he's a recent player and the like. And he's probably a year early from being the hot head coaching candidate, right? And you could take advantage of that for a guy that hasn't done it a lot before. But it's risky for someone without any track record.
If they were to hire Blau, would that go against the Jordan Schultz report of this fracture between front office and staff and meddling of Adam Peters into the offensive side of the ball for Washington? Because my first thought would be, well, if Blau's willing to stay and take the job, then he obviously has a pretty good relationship with Peters, and Peters thinks highly enough of him. He didn't seem to be meddled with. But then as I think about it, it probably doesn't tell you or inform you a whole lot. There's only 32 of these gigs.
Yeah.
And if you're Blau, you're maybe not getting another one this year. I know he's interviewing for the Lions if the Commanders let him. I don't think there's been an interview yet. And he may very well get that job, but he may not. Again, you're 30. You're probably a year or two away from, it being like, why does this guy not have a job yet? This is a little bit early still. In the process, you're more naturally in line for a quarterback coach, pass game coordinator role this year.
Yep.
And then the OC job, let's say next year, the year after a couple of years, where you're calling plays, or maybe being an OC somewhere where you don't have to call plays. Like, you could go to Detroit, be their OC, but Dan Campbell still calls plays. I'm not saying that's a good idea after what I saw when they weren't playing Washington, but you could do something like that. But I wonder about that part of it. Like the report today of the coaches really thought Adam Peters was, or the front office was, meddling. Well, if you keep a guy in your building and then promote him, he didn't think that, maybe.
Yeah, so the way my retort to that would be, I bet you that's what Cliff Kingsbury thought, is that Adam Peters was too meddling. I don't know that every coordinator got bothered. You know what I mean? I think they had friction. I think that's because that's, to me, where this came from, was that side of it. So I don't think that would necessarily dispute this, refute that. I mean, just on paper it would, but if you kind of drill down a little bit, this felt like a Kingsbury sourced, or his agent or somebody giving this to Jordan Schultz, and there's your report. But I don't know that was Joe Witt's complaint necessarily, that Peters is going in there screaming that you've got to play Jordan McGee more snaps or whatever. Who knows? But that's my guess as to that. But to a degree, I guess it would contradict that slightly.
Let's go to Will in Springfield on G&D. What's up, Will?
Hey, Will.
How are you?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
appreciate
man.
It. What do y'all think about Marty Morningway?
Marty Morningwig?
I have not heard that name in forever.
Are you doing a bit?
Marty Morningwig was
a 65-year-old. Is there a Marty Morningwig Jr.?
Yeah. I feel just because, I mean, you might as well go old. I mean, I don't think it's going to keep working with the offense, young offense coordinators and Dan Quinn. You might as well go young all the way or go old school.
Well,
he hasn't coached since 2018. I'm going to pass on that.
You're definitely doing a bit. Are you doing? He just hung up.
No, I think that was real.
I don't think that was real.
I think it's real.
You want to go, okay, is Ed Hughes available from the 85 Bears? He called their plays that year. Is Al Saunders still with us? He's only 78.
Bring that 700-page playbook back.
Marty Morningwig, either you or his son, or you're doing a bit.
Was that Steve Morningwig in Springfield?
Give me a break. Toby, was that guy real? What can you tell me about the behind-the-scenes of that call? If you had to bet, was that a real call?
It's a real call. I mean, he said that he wasn't interested in David Blau and he wanted Marty Morningwig. And he's like, you heard of the guy? I'm like, oh, I've heard of the guy.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Not in a while.
Listen, right. Listen.
He was the OC of the Ravens literally in like 2018. And he hasn't been heard of since. He was a consultant who got some film set to his house every Tuesday for the Eagles in 2020 in the pandemic year.
I think you could get Bill Lazor right now for the job. You think you could? Him and Ken Zampezi are available.
That is wild.
Get some interviews going.
Is Marv, let me make sure Marv Levy's still with us before I float his name. I think, yeah, he is. He just turned 100. What about Marv Levy?
Marv Levy.
Now, his reason for that was he wanted it because Michael Vick did well when he was the OC for Michael Vick.
Yes, he did.
So he's definitely doing a bit.
Long time ago.
I don't think he is.
if he's referencing the success of Michael Vick, is he saying because Washington also has a dual threat quarterback?
I think that's what he's trying to go with.
And that's the first guy you think of?
Listen.
You don't think of Todd Monken, who's out of a job 40 miles away, who just did a hell of a job with the Ravens the last couple of years? You go, I got this dual threat quarterback. You know who would make sense is Marty Morningwig in 2026. I mean, there's not a GM in the league that would even know where to find that guy. Like, seriously, you think they have Marty Morningwig's number? I mean, that is wacky. That could be a fun segment.
Do you know how
Wrong
good a job?
Answers only. Who's going to be their OC?
You know how good a job Ken Wisenhunt did with Zach Wittenberg in 2015 in Tennessee.
You're talking about Zach Mettenberger.
Now, Mettenberger. If you're wondering what Marty Morningwig is up to, I don't have any current updates. But
you wouldn't.
May 18th of 2024 on his Twitter, he had a branding party at the JK Ranch for his cattle. I'm not sure exactly where this is, but I don't know. Maybe he wants to take a break from his herding and get back into coaching.
Drawing some plays in the dirt.
Marty Morningwig? There's just no way that's a real phone call
that's
that
great.
We just took. That would be a great call for the Wrong Answers Only. His name came up all the time, constantly. What do you picture him looking like, Marty Morningwig? Can you picture him?
Yeah.
I picture like a bad kind of bull haircut.
Yeah. Goatee now for some reason.
Let me see. Yeah, he has a terrible haircut, Marty Morningwig. What is he doing now? I mean, he hasn't been around.
Dude, he was the OC for the Jets in 2013. The 8-8 Jets. That's Marty Morningwig's music.
One of the first ever times I went to an NFL game, Marty Morningwig was calling plays. Little me, speaking of bowl cuts, rolling up there. Let's call Marty Morningwig.
Who was the 15th best offensive coordinator in 2010?
Who was your who's your actual answer, Wrong Answer Only guy for fun hire? Because Jay has no chance of getting the job.
Right.
But Jay Gruden would be just hilarious if that happened. And we just kept having him on Mondays to break the game down. He's like, yeah. We tried to run the ball a couple times, but
I ran duo.
They stopped it, and we said, screw this.
I called the fade.
If Dan has a problem with it, he can kiss my ass.
And I fell asleep and called another fade.
Wrong answers only. Jay's a good one.
Jim Zorn, bringing his quirky style.
Zorny.
Right? He's throwing medicine balls at quarterbacks. They're jumping over cones. He had a Komodo dragon on the field for some reason, so you high step.
Ms. Jackson with the headset. Jaden's mom, just let's call the plays. Mm. Why not? Toby, who's your Wrong Answers Only OC?
I know a guy who knows a thing or two about playing quarterback in this city. Robert Griffin III.
Bobby Good Three Lord. Sticks.
Can you imagine?
It's like when Lance Harbor was calling plays for Mox.
Coach Lance, put me in. We'll block it.
Darius, who's your Wrong Answers Only offensive coordinator hire, play caller for the Commanders?
I mean, why wouldn't we run it back with Scott Turner? Scott Turner's revenge. Let's get him back in the building.
Because that's what Dan Quinn wants. He'll do what the head coach says. You want to run it more or run it more?
I saw the weirdest thing, by the way. So is this strange to you? I'll never be able to find his Twitter account now. I saw a tweet and I was like, there's no way this is actually Scott Turner, but it looked like it really was because he was retweeting pictures of his sister and Norv doing a podcast together. I'm like, that has to be Scott Turner. But here we go. Scott Turner tweeted on December 28th, 2025. So week 17.
Okay.
If Kyle Shanahan doesn't win coach of the year, it's a joke with a bunch of exclamation points. But Scott Turner was working for another NFL team this season.
It could just be a guy named Scott Turner. That's not a crazy name.
That's weird though, right?
Yes.
You never see a guy who works on another staff tweet support of someone on a different staff. I was like, why would he do that?
So it's really him?
It looks like his account. And he's right, by the way. Kyle Shanahan should be considered for coach of the year.
Should be highly considered.
I actually kind of liked Scott Turner, I'll be honest. I didn't think he was exceptional. I thought he was fine.
Mm.
And as a dude, it seems like he was a pretty cool dude.
Seems like a cool dude.
Went to Oakton High School.
Yeah, seems like a really cool dude.
Home of the Cougars.
Yep.
Clary, who's your Wrong Answer Only? It can't be Jared Goff, by the way, because he's going to have to play for at least one more year's worth of Sundays. Who's your Wrong Answers Only hire for the Commanders as the OC?
This is actually a good question. I was going to use Scott Turner, but actually, you know who I'm going to use is our guy, Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed, he's producing stuff on Netflix. He's a great tight end. I bet you that guy could scheme up some plays. And you know what? We need help at tight end. Maybe he could help Ben Sinnott. Maybe he could.
I thought you were going to go player coach.
We could do that.
He calls plays and also is a tight end.
You'll never guess where this play's going.
Yeah, you know what? We could trade Jaden Daniels and 3 first-round picks for Jared Goff, and he could do both.
What days were you out last week or the last couple weeks?
Before Christmas and then to the day after Christmas.
So I don't remember if you were in or not, if you remember this thing that happened on the show. Were you in when we took that call from that guy who said they should hire Marty Mordenwig as the offensive coordinator? I hope it was real. I really do.
Yeah, listen, you here's what you do. You start with Marty. You call Hugh Jackson, see if he's around.
What happens now when they hire Marty Mordenwig?
If they hire Marty Mordenwig, what do?
The Marty party is back.
It never left. It just laid dormant for you like a cicada. If they hire Marty Mordenwig to be the OC, what do you do?
What do I
do? Legitimately, what do?
I'll do a Chris Russell thing. I'll, say something crazy. I'm not actually going to do it, but, I'll walk to Memphis or something. You know what I mean? I'll chop off my left arm, whatever. And then I'll get CK to put out a press release that I tried
that
to.
That I didn't, and I couldn't chop it off.
Let me, Chuck Sapienza style. Andre in Temple Hills, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
I don't know about OC, but I got a great idea for DC. Defensive coordinator, Ron Rivera.
Oh, good wrong answer only.
That's a good wrong answer only. It really is.
Why not bring him back? You've got Ron Rivera, and then you've got
Ron Rivera with his hat backwards.
Another Ron Rivera, but he wears his hat backwards a little bit. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Oh, dude.
I like that.
Oh, no.
Brian just tweeted us. You can hit us up at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. He said, your interpretation of Jay Gruden today caused me to almost fall out of my office chair. That was funny. Jay, call in and hear this. Jay probably doesn't care that much. Here's how
what do those
go.
Guys say? I don't care.
Jay would call in and would be like, here's what we said. We'd do the impression. He'd be like, okay, well, that's good, I guess.
Why'd you bother me with that?
And what's your point?
Just like that. That's what he would say.
Can I go back to eating chicken wings and playing some golf? It's nice in Florida today.
Stuff being me.
Do you remember when I think I said to Jay something like, hey, Ron Rivera's winning percentage is worse than yours was. I think that's when he said that, actually. He's like, okay, what's your point?
What's your point?
And what's your point?
I was like,
oh, and I thought that was to Michael Phillips. When Phillips goes, did you know that Josh Norman is doing a weekly show on Fox?
No,
and
that's
surprise.
He's on the cell phone there. That's him on the
record. Oh, yeah.
That's when I said to him, I'm like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, Ron Rivera's winning percentage has fallen below yours.
And what's your point?
I was like, well, they still have Ron.
But I have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe they should still have you. Adam, what's going on? Wrong answers only. Who should call place?
Sherman Lewis, the bingo caller.
Sherman Lewis.
Oh, where is Sherm?
Show me Sherman.
Now, let me make sure, because I do want to make sure respectfully to Sherman Lewis that he is still with us. Let's see. Isn't there a game like this?
The Junks play it.
What's it called?
According, 83 years old. Looks like he is still with us.
Let's go, Sherman.
Oh, that's my Sherman.
I mean, come on. Let's call Sherman up. Let's do the graphic again. Sherman calls the play to Trey Johnson, who calls the play to Randy Thomas, who calls the play to.
I mean,
there was elbows connected to the hip bones connected to the.
Because, I mean, the poor guy.
There was a flip chart.
Terrible situation where he's like, I'd like to run, but kind of to the left. I'm like, all right, we got to play for that. You know, give me Xerxes tambourine eyeball 45. Okay.
All right, let's run a dive to left guard.
What's that look like?
He called the runs, but someone called the passes. Andrew is in Stafford. Sounds like you like the David Blau idea, huh, Andrew?
I do like it.
More than you like Marty Mordenwig?
Which one, Marty Mordenwig or David Blau?
I'd go David Blau, but only if we can't get Eric Bieniemy back. Because
ooh, good one.
Offensive coordinators named after radio hosts are awesome in this city.
Yeah.
That is fair, yeah.
EB would have to give up his moniker.
The
again.
Real EB.
He was so mad about that. Michael just tweeted me and said, everyone wants to run the ball more. Why not Bill Callahan?
There's the answer.
You could probably get Brian Callahan as play caller.
Eric the enemy.
The enemy. It took me 100 calls to realize he was calling him
Eric. He was doing that, yeah.
My wife told me. She's like, you know that guy Shane always calls him Eric the Enemy, right? I'm like, I don't think so. Sure enough, that's exactly what he called him.
Eric the Enemy.
He shouldn't. He should just call him Eric the Enemy. That's not what he called him. Eric the Enemy. I want to play some of Logan Paulson's analysis of the Kingsbury offense, some of the shortcomings and areas where they need to improve. We'll do that a little bit later on. We're taking you up to 6:30. Grant and Danny on the Morning Wig.